Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest.
Hello, I'm J. Michael Collins, and today I'm going to talk about buzzwords in the voiceover industry. What is a buzzword, you might ask? Buzzwords, or tags, or keywords, are the terms often used by voice seekers to describe what it is they want the voice for their project to sound like. When a voice seeker posts a job on Voices.com, they often add these tags to their job posting in the hopes that talent will use them to guide their reads. In many cases, these buzzwords are all a talent has to judge what tone they should use in their audition. Many voice seekers will post a script, a description of the purpose of the project, and two buzzwords, with no further direction. This makes understanding these terms particularly essential, so that you can deliver an audition that matches the voice seeker's expectations. If you have a profile on Voices.com, you are able to tag your demos with these buzzwords in order to appear higher in the search rankings when a voice seeker types a relevant word into the Voices.com search bar. You can find a comprehensive list of industry buzzwords by looking at Voices.com's list on your Edit Demo page. Today, I'm going to focus on the tags that voice seekers most commonly attach to their job listings and what each of these buzzwords might mean. The major buzzwords can be grouped into three primary categories and three secondary categories. As we continue, you will note that a small handful of these words are present in more than one category. I will expand on that as we encounter them. Let's start with the most common categories first. These days, the most common category of buzzwords is what I would call the regular guy category, or the regular girl category, of course. Buzzwords in the regular guy category should act as a sign that the voice seeker is looking for someone who sounds like a normal person, not an announcer. These buzzwords usually indicate a bias towards younger-sounding voices, though it's always smart to look at the age range section of the post just to confirm that. Buzzwords in the regular guy category include the following: amusing, animated, believable, confident, conversational, friendly, Gen X, Gen Y, genuine, guy or girl next door, high energy, natural, and upbeat. Each word has a slightly different meaning, but these keywords should tell you that the voice seeker is picturing something youthful, honest, and natural sounding. Of the words in this category, I think believable and conversational are the most important. If you see these listed in a job posting, it is a big red flag telling you not to sound commercial. Good voice coaches will tell you to picture the single person you are speaking to when you do a read, especially a natural one. If you see these buzzwords, picture a friend with whom you are having a relaxed conversation and let your talent do the rest. The second most popular category of buzzwords in today's marketplace fit into what I call the power category, which is the sweet spot for a lot of old voiceover dinosaurs like me. Power reads include things like movie trailers and beer ads, and when you see voice seekers using tags like announcer, authoritative, booming, deep, explosive, epic, hard sell, movie trailer, and high energy, you know it's time to break out your best Don LaFontaine. These words are clues that the voice seeker wants to hear something with impact, something that will rattle the walls when they play it back on their monitors, and something strong enough to mix well with what will likely be a loud and energetic music bed. The subtle differences in these words are worth noting. There is a wide range between announcer and movie trailer, and you will occasionally see an odd combination like movie trailer and upbeat together, which should have you thinking romantic comedy or Disney with regard to the sound the voice seeker wants. Authoritative might recall an Allstate commercial or James Earl Jones reading for the Yellow Pages. You will note that high energy appeared in the regular guy category as well. The difference here is that, whereas in the regular guy category that term may refer to a speedy, breezy, youthful, and upbeat read, in the power category you can interpret it to mean something like an aggressive car commercial or a promo for a nightclub. Big, loud, and in your face. Our third primary category is what we might call the smart category. Here you find buzzwords like calming, caring, concerned, confident, educational, friendly, genuine, knowledgeable, narrator, and technical. You will see these buzzwords pop up most often in job posts for documentaries, e-learning, medical narration, high-profile corporate narration, and charity or PSA reads. You will note that confident, genuine, and friendly carry over from the regular guy category. If paired with one of the other terms in the smart category, you should modify your read to be less youthful and energetic than if these words were paired with another term from the regular guy category. A good example would be if you saw a post that asked for narrator and friendly. Depending on the voice age requested, this could be anything from a younger National Geographic style to Garrison Keillor or David Attenborough. The key when you see buzzwords from the smart category is to add a touch of seriousness and gravitas to your read, a sense of competence. Generally, this is what the client wants when they use these terms. Let's have a quick look at some subcategories and two standalone buzzwords that many people find confusing. In addition to the three primary voice buzzword categories of regular guy, power, and smart, I often see keywords attached to new jobs that could best be described as calling for a luxury, rugged, or storyteller sound. Luxury keywords include attractive, classy, and sophisticated. This doesn't mean that you need to sound like Thurston Howell III, but imagine the sound you would associate with a Mercedes commercial, an ad for a high-end investment bank, or on a luxury travel show. These words generally indicate a desire for an older voice, one that inspires trust and evokes feelings of success and security. Picture yourself sitting in a room across from someone interested in investing $1 million in your bank, and use that voice to bring these buzzwords to life. Rugged reads encompass a few buzzwords, including cowboy, country, and sometimes raspy and southern. Country and southern are terms voice seekers often use when they want someone who sounds like a wise Texas cowboy, with a bit of a drawl and an itchy trigger finger. Cowboy, on the other hand, can often mean more of a John Wayne or Sam Elliott sound, a man's man, but without the southern accent. Raspy brings to mind Jack Palance, especially when used together with other rugged buzzwords. Storyteller is the final subcategory we will explore, featuring words like folksy, grandfather, and wise. With male voices, these clients are usually looking for some variation of the Garrison Keillor sound, or a wizened soul reading a fairy tale to a child at night. If a regular guy word is coupled with one of these terms, however, the ideal read might be closer to a children's TV show, with a younger, enthusiastic sound. Again, pay close attention to the requested voice age. For female talents, these buzzwords tend to skew more towards a middle-aged read, with elements of warmth and whimsy in your voice. Two individual buzzwords that deserve a brief mention are attitude and transatlantic. Attitude generally brings to mind something like a Dennis Leary Ford commercial, quick, biting, and to the point. Female talents might add some toughness to their read and speak with a fast cadence that gives off a snarky vibe of someone who's just a little bit sharper than everyone around her. Attitude is a tag often associated with younger or hipper reads, and one should consider relatability to a youthful audience important when auditioning for a job tagged with this buzzword. Finally, transatlantic is a term that has become more and more popular among voice seekers over the past 10 years. As the international voiceover marketplace has trended away from the classic American voice, there has been a growing demand for an English dialect with no discernible national accent. Imagine something with the sophistication and intellectual tones of British English combined with the competence and factual sound of American English, and you have a clear picture of transatlantic English. If auditioning for a transatlantic job, take care not to overpronounce your words and to excise regional dialects from your speech if possible. If you listen to your audition file and think, that doesn't sound British, but it doesn't really sound American either, you're probably on the right track. So, there you have it. A short tutorial to help guide you through the often confusing world of voiceover industry buzzwords and jargon. I hope that my insights have been of some help to you, and if I can be of further assistance, please feel free to contact me through my website at www.jmcvoiceover.com. On behalf of myself and Voices.com, thank you for listening.
To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a voice talent membership today. This has been a Voices.com production.